Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to celebrate season 22 in 2022. And today, my co-creative partner is the joyful Judy Kelly. We're highlighting and welcoming Holy Lady Amethyst of the High Heart and Archangel Zadkiel today, a gift, the Oracle of the Heart. We're going to take some live callers later. Judy's going to share messages that will benefit everyone gathered here. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand for that. Judy will be open to whatever messages come in from surprise guests, which are always it's always sacred and fun. This is a master leader clarion call to feel inside your own heart as we share together as the one heart, one mind, and one soul of creation. So welcome home, all of you beautiful souls and luminous light leaders, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. Know that this is a harmonious haven, a sacred space, a soulful sanctuary to feel loved, to feel united rather than divided, to illuminate and ignite your soul's radiance, and to feel empowered. This is a unity community designed to uplift you and liberate you. I'm dedicated and devoted here in season 22 of this show to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we soar into new divinely inspired realities and potentials together. Trust that you are in the right place at the right time today. This show today is another heart homecoming with Judy. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. We are so grateful that you found your way to our sacred circle today. We do want to invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can listen to today's replay and all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, and Stitcher. And please connect with us in our private Facebook group or Instagram. And now my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today with Judy, with myself, with all of you gathered here? Please set a clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to experience. My intention with our journey here is to be a clear and pristine communicator of divine light and love in selfless service to allow for the greatest openings into freedom, prosperity, empowerment, healing, love for all of us gathered here. Write in, let Judy and I know how you're doing throughout the show and our webcast. And now let me tell you about beautiful Judy. Judy Kelly's been doing intuitive healing work with the Ascended Masters, the Angels and Archangels, since the age of 3. She was asked by Hilarion, the Ascended Master of Healing of the Emerald Ray, and Archangel Gabriel, Archangel of your clarion call, to go public with her gifts over 20 years ago. Honoring their request, her clarion call, she's been working with people all over the world, and it's been a joy for her. That's why I call her Joyful Judy. Intuitively, through her sacred heart and her I Am presence, she receives a whole picture of you by seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing about your soul. Her readings bring forth what is most important for you to know at this time in your life through aligning with your sacred heart and your I Am presence, as well as your guardian angels, guides, family, and spirit, and other lives details that are most relevant to this life. That's what may come through in a session with Judy. She's also a crystal Reiki master, a spiritual minister, a world teacher, a life coach, a workshop leader, and a guest speaker. In 2005, she was hired by NBC as a psychic for a documentary on Atlantis and the Bermuda Triangle. It was filmed in Bimini, and you can still sometimes see it on the Sci-Fi Channel. In 2018, Judy integrated into her ascended master self as Anna, Mother Mary's mother, and that took almost 10 months. And today, or most recently, for this show, Holy Archangel Lady Amethyst and her twin flame, Archangel Zadkiel, came to Judy with the guidance to share an activation, initiation, and download from the Oracle of the Heart Crystal and Pendulum as part of our time together here today for this era of love. So Judy will offer each of you a connection to the Oracle of the Heart Crystal and the Pendulum. to be put into your own high heart. So it's going to be a beautifully sacred and magical experience today. So let's get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love, light, and joy to Judy as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, my dear.
Hi. It is so enriching and fulfilling and nurturing to be in the energy of fellow masters and fellow new children. We're working in cooperation with each other as the leaders here to lead the way. And if you're drawn to this call, that includes you. Mm-hmm. We were only 10% of the population up until this last year and a half, and now we've awakened another 10% of the population. So now there's 20% that are leaders here to lead the way, and 80% that are younger souls and baby souls. We've all been younger souls and baby souls, but they are the followers. And so each of us are equally important in this shift called the shift of the ages. And yeah. One of the blessings that Carrie and I experienced when we talked for a few minutes before the call is Betty Boop came in. And Betty Boop was dancing and circling, and she was so sweet because she said, you want to invite the magic into your life. And she said, when you invite the magic into your life, it adds an element of you taking another step beyond where you're at. And she said, when you twirl, even if it's just once or twice, he said that takes you and lets your body know that you're now ready to go beyond where you are and expand into your next expansion. And mm-hmm. So she's standing here, and she said to us, boop, boopy doop, it's me. And what's wonderful about it is I've had more cartoon characters the last couple of years come into my readings, and it's always so fun because it's amazing how they view things. Mm-hmm. And so we have Betty Boop with us today, which is absolutely marvelous.
Never had that before. We never know who's going to show up, right, Judy?
Holding her skirt with her hands as she's very gently twirling, and she's going clockwise, and she's doing two times, and then she's going counterclockwise, and then she just laughs.
Love it.
Be allowed to tap into and invite in Betty Boop, and let her, because this is a part of you. This is not a separate being. This is a part of you. So when you invite the part of you that's Betty Boop in, you're really saying to her, okay, now I'm ready to take my next step. I'm ready to move into a more expanded sense of self. Mm-hmm. And she will help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I also was blessed.
Go ahead.
This morning that I went ahead and I was guided to do the custom prayer for those that choose to schedule a session. And I never know until I'm actually in the middle of it what the purpose of it is. Mm-hmm. So we will share about as well.
Beautiful, Judy. I want to give you the opportunity just to talk a little bit about your journey. You knew about your healing abilities as a young child, Judy. You had multiple near-death experiences, and for 50 years, you worked very privately with the Ascended Masters and Angels, but then it was in 1999 that Hilarion asked you to go public, and so you did, and so you've been doing these intuitive readings and healings and channelings ever since. And it's fascinating. You are one of the most unique beings that I have connected with on this journey, Judy. You know, we all have a unique role to play, but yours, my dear, is it's entertaining, joyful, fun. It is powerful, the wisdom that comes through you, the beings that you connect with. And as I mentioned in your bio, merging with Mother Mary, Anna, your Ascended Master Self in 2018, that's a powerful experience. You know, I don't think that we ever talked about that, but how has that changed your experience here?
You know, I've been very blessed. when I have shared a little bit about my journey here or there, I always get big eyes looking at me. And we each have our own unique journey to honor our clarion call and to honor really living the greatest potential of our soul. And I'm really happy to share, and this happened on your show, the last one we did, is Archangel Gabriel came in and said, of all the leaders here to lead the way, 95 to 96% of you have completed your clarion call, and the last 3 and 4% are doing it now. So you've already completed your clarion call, and you've already done what you mainly came here to do. Now it's a question of living a fifth-dimensional life and setting an example for what that is. So for me and my journey, one of the things that's been consistent is I'm always on the cutting edge because I surrender and trust in the integrity of my own soul. I don't need to know. I don't need to understand. Those are both fear-based ideas. So when you surrender and trust to the integrity of your own soul, you have no blocks. You have nothing inhibiting you from full expression that you're ready for at that time. And so consequently, I get information 10, 15, sometimes 20 years before I see it in print and hear other people talking about it. And I will give you an example. Just this last week, might have been the very end of December, I was working with a lady, and this message had never come out before. And she's been on a couple sessions with me. And one of the things she said is, I love working with you because I never know what's going to come out of your mouth. And it's always so delightfully surprising.
Exactly.
So the first thing I said to her, which stunned me, was, you are a nebula. And I saw her as this swirling energy. And if you look up on Google nebula, you'll see it. It's swirling energy in magenta, cobalt blue, and silver and gold. And it was this beautiful circle of energy that was just in the most beautiful spirals and the most beautiful vibrant colors. And I told her, I said, you're living a life as a nebula. I've never given that message to anybody. Mm-hmm. And when I looked it up on Google with her, it showed the exact image I saw. I saw her as the example that they show on Google. And what was amazing to me was he laughed and she said, you know, I've been around you long enough to realize that you're always on the cutting edge of what's coming in. And she said, what this tells me is now you're ready to recognize, and so are your clients, the ones that carry nebula energy, and I'm just the first one. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. So you never know what's going to come through.
But this nebula, which then, and when the word came out of my mouth, I remember thinking, I think I know what that is. So my point is, it keeps it very fresh, very much in the present moment. I don't live in the past at all. I'm not in the future at all. I pretty much am here now with you. And when you live in the present moment, that's where your power is. That's where your joy is. That's where you tune in to the gifts of your soul. So I've had these amazing experiences, and I will share one with you that absolutely touched me so deeply that to this day, it's one of the most profound experiences I've ever had. And it involved a dog. And so I had been in a crystal business for 10 years with a company called Princess House Crystal in the 1980s. And I was a consultant, I was a manager, and I was a manager of managers. And I had 100 people and 10 managers that worked under me. And I was getting ready to take my next step when everything in my life fell apart. And 10 years before, I heard Terry Cole Whitaker, who was a religious science minister, make a statement on television, and she used to be on for 5 years on TV. And she wrote a book called What You Think of Me is None of My Business. And I thought that was marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something that shook me, but yet I knew it was applicable. And she said, when everything in your life starts falling apart, let it. Because if you've been doing your prayer work, you cannot keep one foot in the past and one foot mm-hmm. in the future and sit on the fence. You must take both feet out of the past, jump into the future, and know that it's all prepared for you. And I remember at the time I like put it in a compartment in my mind, and I thought, I can't ever imagine going through that. And 10 years later, I did.
Mm-hmm.
I literally walked away from a 23-year marriage. I walked away from a home I'd had for 18 years in the Mojave Desert. I gave away my business. I had two businesses. One was a crystal business, and we did $750,000 worth of sales a year and on a company level. And I had an art business, and I spent a year and all my savings to transfer all my people to the right manager because it's a multi-level mm-hmm. business. And when you walk away from a multi-level business, you take nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. So I ended up doing that. I had a complete physical breakdown. I was flat on my back for almost 8 months, and then the earthquake happened in Tarzana in 1994. And I then was guided to leave California, where I'd mainly lived most of my life, join my younger daughter by her request to move to the New England area, and we drove from New York to Massachusetts, and as we were driving up the driveway of this property called Capallo, which has a huge mansion on it and all these little apartments, I turned to my daughter and I said, I saw this in my prayer work 15 years ago, us driving up this driveway. And so anyway, my whole life changed. I went, I didn't have a car. I didn't have savings. I didn't have a job. I had huge heel spurs, so it was very painful to walk. And I got a job, minimum wage, working for Harry and David, which is a gourmet food company, mm-hmm. at an outlet mall. And I was walking 3 miles a day in the snow. It took me 6 months to get a car, and I started all over again.
Wow.
And so as this started progressing, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be here today had I not walked away from everything.
Yes.
So when we got to Florida, when I was asked to go public, I moved 14 times in 9 years, and the last four moves were all in one week. I moved four times, and the first year I moved four times three states and did not have the resources to make any of these moves. It came as I was moving.
Right.
So now I'm in Florida from Massachusetts and Connecticut, and Mother Mary said, you're here for the media. And that's when I was hired by NBC and other things. And in the middle of this, my daughter wanted to get a dog for her dog as a companion. And so, anyway, we see this dog. The lady brings it. It's a cute dog. My daughter couldn't decide. And the next thing I know, I'm in New York, and I'm channeling Nikos from Inner Earth for the Buddha Festival, which mm-hmm. happens once a year. And I come back from New York, and my daughter has rescued this dog. And she asked me if I will take it to be groomed. Well, I don't like animals put in cages. So
mm-hmm.
every time
exactly.
I went
mm-hmm.
to groom it, they'd say, you know, it'll be another hour, because we didn't have an appointment. And I kept him for 6 hours. I took him to Taco Bell. We had tacos. We walk in the door, and he turns to my daughter, and my younger daughter is an animal communicator. Her name is Cherie, and she's been animal communicating like Dr. Doolittle for almost 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brilliant. Out of all the animal communicators I've ever been around, she is able to go to the depth spiritually, which is very different from most animal communicators. So anyway, this dog turns to my daughter and says, I'm not here for you, I'm here for your mother. We were business associates in the 1980s, and my name was. And I'm living a life, I split my soul, and I'm living a life as a woman, an elderly woman, homeless in an inner city, and I will pass within 3 years. And your mother thought of living a life in Egypt as soulmates, and her name is Princess Nefertiti. And I kept my eyes from that lifetime, because every time she looks in my eyes, she will see hope. He was a healer dog that worked with Archangel Gabriel, and he had been tortured and abused for 7 years. The drug addicts tattooed his whole groin area. And he said, every time I cry, they tattoo me more.
Okay. Oof. So okay. My... All right, go ahead.
Took me on a journey that took me all over the world in working with people and took me into depths of my own spirituality that I had not been in before. So my point is, and I will be writing a book, and he told me the first night that he was there, he said, I'm going to give you a message in the middle of the night, see if you can see it. And what I saw was him like a Dalai Lama with students all at his feet. I saw torches. This was very rudimentary. And he's sitting in a lotus meditation position. And he said, you and I will be writing a book called At the Pause, P-A-W-S of a Master. And that morning, he said, did you get my message? And I said, yes. And I told him what it was. And he said, yes, that's exactly correct. So in that one image, he showed me that he had been like a Dalai Lama, and he carried that wisdom. So for me, that's one of the most amazing relationships that I've ever had and spiritual experiences, because he was way beyond me. He was way beyond me. And so to connect to this beautiful soul who had so many things, and I didn't know that you could split a soul and have two completely different experiences at the same time, until he said, I split my soul my last life and I split my soul this life. So that's just one experience that I had that touched me and changed me in ways I cannot even explain, except I cherish it in my, and I've been so incredibly blessed. So the animals and the plants have adopted, by the way, because they know how to unconditionally love, and they've come back to help us ascend. And so we talk to animals every day. My younger daughter and I rescued like 100 dogs a year, and we paid for it. And so that, I would say, off my heart, is my most profound experience. And it doesn't compare to things like discovering and stepping into being Anna, Mother Mary's mother. That's an entirely different experience, but it is equally blessed.
Judy, thank you for sharing all of that. And I'm going to let you maybe take a, I feel like you need a sip of water. Maybe turn your volume up as well, Judy. A couple people have mentioned.
I'm a tired little girl.
There we go. That sounded better. Just projecting. Yeah, thank you for sharing a lot of that. I hear new parts of your life every time we're together and new aspects of your journey. And so I really appreciate you sharing that. And I would love to move into who came forth that wanted to be with us today in our gathering. And that was Archangel Zadkiel. And what do you want to share about that? I mean, clearly they're here with us, and his twin flame. What do you want to share, Judy, about that?
Well, let me tune in, because, like I said, they've been standing in my office since about when I got on the phone. So let me tune in and see what it is they want to share. Oh, glory to be. It is a celebration of the soul for us to come together, because we have been together as a group many times in many life experiences where we have shared equally from coming from the same level of wisdom as what we call the archangels. Each of you have been archangels at some point, and there's a certain level of responsibility that comes with being an archangel. And a lot of it has to do with allowing yourself in the moment to just be. And that's why you've been being guided the last 10 to 12 years to slow way down. Because truth is about being. It's not about doing. And when you slow down and you feel the authenticness of who you really are and you tap into the truth of who you are, then everything in life, it's like eating a piece of cake. It's like yum, yum, yum. So when you take the time to be quiet in your own heart, just breathe and thank your beautiful body for being here. Because without your beautiful body, you couldn't be here having this experience. And as archangels, my fellow archangels, we are all playing different roles in different parts. But it's like a puzzle. Some of us are the end pieces. Some of us are in the middle. Some of us are the supporting pieces that go all around the middle. Some of us are the odd one that looks like it doesn't fit in the puzzle, and yet, surprise, it does. Mm. And so all of life is like a huge, big puzzle. And every single being matters to that puzzle. And so when you are in touch with what you think are people that people put on a pedestal, that has nothing to do with love. That has to do with ego. And when you come from your heart, you want to merge and you want to share. It's not about you standing all alone and people adoring you. And many people think that if they're not famous, if they're not known for something important, that they have somehow missed the boat. Nothing could be further from the truth. Most of the oldest souls on the planet are hardly known at all. And many times when you look at a homeless person, or you look at somebody severely deformed, or you look at somebody that you can see is having a really hard time, these are ascended masters playing those parts to open humanity's heart to recognizing the beauty of all souls, no matter what form you're in and no matter what your choices have been. Every soul is uniquely beautiful in its own way. And so we've come today to celebrate the unique beauty of each of you that are the leaders here to lead the way. And we wanted to let you know we are here to support you, because you're going through a transformation right now that you've not gone through before in this life. You've gone through it to be an ascended master or one of the new children, but you haven't gone through it in this life. And everything that you've known is leaving. All of the parts of you that had titles are leaving. All the parts of you that have taken pride in this accomplishment or that accomplishment, it's now not speaking to you at all. So Zadkiel and I heard the call from your heart, and we answered. And we're here representing the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and part of Judy's custom prayer that we guided her in this morning was to join as a Vissaka Pisces and to create the two circles of ascended masters male and female, merging into the center circle of oneness. And that's what we're doing now. You are stepping more and more into your androgynous self, and you're recognizing the old you less and less and less. And instead of in any way, shape, or form feeling that you're not okay, you couldn't be more gloriously wonderful, no matter what shape you're in, than you are right now. Because your new bodies are coming in. You're immortal. Everybody's immortal. Everybody's energy. So we as archangels are here to support our fellow archangels. And we're here to help you to remember who you are and to take you into your next steps. So I, as Lady Amethyst, as an archangel, and my beautiful partner, Archangel Zadkiel, came today to take the next year and walk with each of you into your new self. And we will be with you 24/7 around the clock. We have carefully chosen those that were here to be on this call. And we were very aware of who you are and the gifts that you carry. Some of you will come in later, and we will connect with you at other times. Some of you have already done what we needed, and now you're on to other projects. So we are offering, with your permission, to assist you for the next year to step into your master gifts, your master abilities, the same with the new children, so that we are now going to live the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace now.
Beautiful.
Okay, and there's a deer here.
There's a who? A deer?
There's a deer, a male deer and a female deer. So I would like to tap into them. Is that okay?
Yes.
See what they want to say. Okay, here we go. We've come today as a couple to share with you the amazing journey that you are on. We have gone from clearly being given the message that we were here for food, that we were here to be hunted, that we were here to somehow be entertainment for the humans. And nothing could be further from the truth. We came here to celebrate being a being just like you are. We enjoy our freedom. We enjoy allowing our hearts to guide us to live the life we came here to live. And that does not include being food, does not include being your entertainment, and it is not about us being hunted. The new energy is about all and everything in unified oneness. And every form of life has its gift. The deer are known for our gentleness. We can be strong when we need to be, and we can defend if we need to. But we have no interest in our family lives of having aggression, having to be constantly on alert, who's going to hunt us, who's going to try to harm us. And the beautiful thing is that energy is leaving with every breath. So I want you to remember how the movie Bambi affected you. That was Walt Disney's favorite movie because he did not believe in hunting. And so way back then, the message has been put into the minds and hearts of people to celebrate the unique life of this form of life and give it its freedom, just like you enjoy your freedom. So I come today as a family. We have our three babies with us, and we are sending you a big heart hug from us as the dear family, Because in that hug, that encourages you to be more gentle with yourself and less judgmental and critical. And therefore, you will be less judgmental with others. It is the gift of the dear. May you feel that hug now as we're sending it from our hearts to yours. Okay, right now the hug is expanding and expanding and expanding. It looks like a circle that has auras around it of rainbow colors, but they're subtle. And it's expanding and expanding, and it's covering the whole planet. And it's covering every single being. And I'm seeing in the middle, it says, I am love. That is a gift from the dear.
Thank you, Judy.
That was very powerful because the waves of it are still touching us. Beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful.
Okay, here we go. Chuckles the clown. They're standing here with all the makeup on of a clown. I can see the red, bright, shocking hair. I can see the wonderful costume that looks like planets and star systems and galaxies. It's got all these celestial things on it. I can see the big, huge shoes and the big hands. And he's chuckling. And he says, may you chuckle with me. So let's laugh and chuckle with Chuckles the Clown.
Oh, my goodness. Why not? Hi, Chuckles. Welcome to our magical party, our twirling party.
Yes. So Chuckles is saying that the answer to everything is to look at life as an amusement. He said, when you look at how amusing life is, you can't miss the message. Everything is amusing if you look at it from the right angle, whether it's something you haven't experienced before, whether it's something that touches you in a way that you haven't gone there for a while. He said the purpose of clowns is to remind you to laugh. And he said, you're all clowns in your own way. And he said, I laugh with you all day long at the antics that you choose to participate in, and sometimes you guys are downright hilarious. So Chuckles is saying, I lived my life to bring joy to others, and every single time that I was in a bad mood and I was somehow focusing on how I wasn't enough, I would see somebody smile when they took a look at me, and it would remind in my heart that I mattered, even if it was to the little three-year-old little boy whose eyes lit up when he saw me, and I know I made a difference for that child, and then that child would light up for the family, and I was affecting every single part of his lineage. So I suggest to you that you chuckle your way through life and look for the amusement of how you can look at life from the perspective of, isn't it marvelous? Every minute is new. In every breath, everything is new. You are changing with every single breath. So don't expect the old you to show up. That's like putting you in a cage and locking the key, or putting you in jail and saying you can only be this. Every single breath, you are unfolding in miraculous ways that allow you to touch hearts all over the world in ways you never anticipated that you could. And just like me, with my paint on and my costumes and my hair and my big feet and everything that I've created to be this image of Chuckles the Clown. Put on all the parts of you that you are ready to share with people and delight. Be a delight to yourself and be a delight to everybody else. And if you will notice, delight is of light. He's just chuckling as he's whistling and chuckling as he's doing this little walk with his little hips. As he's stepping away, and he said, I will be there when you walk, and I will remind you of your beauty by chuckling. And many of you are going to start hearing me, and it will allow you to chuckle yourself. And that's the point of Chuckles the Clown, to spread joy.
Thanks, Chuckles.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. Betty Maybe Boop, the dear family, call. And Chuckles. And now I'm sure there's somebody else coming.
Of course. Betty showed me there was a line. So, you know, I'll intermingle as we go through sharing. But, and I see an orca whale. So it'll be interesting to see what these beings have to share. But may we take some calls?
Yes, we may. Judy, do you just want to open it up and just let people ask their questions or make their statements? Okay. Star 2 to raise your hand. Go ahead, Judy.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and let me.
You let me know when you are ready, and
ready.
Okay. Oh, you are ready. Okay. All right. There are so many hands up, Judy. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm gonna go to area code 352. You're live with Judy and me. Hi.
Hi. Is that me?
It is you. Welcome.
Oh, wow. Hi, Carrie. I think this is the first time I've ever raised my hand and gotten on with you. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
I don't even know where to begin. So what is coming through for you for my highest and best good and the highest and best good of all concerned right now?
Okay. What is your first name?
Melinda. I'm sorry.
Melinda. Okay. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Judy.
Okay. They're showing me you living a life as a camel, and your name is Elsie, and you are a camel for a very wealthy Arab. And this Arab, out of his own sense of importance, takes you everywhere he goes. You've been on ships going to other countries. You've had all kinds of amazing experiences as a camel to this wealthy Arab. And what you bring into this life from that experience is your ability to be versatile. And so as the camel for this beautiful Arab man, he was very good to you. He treated you with deep respect. He always made sure that there was food and water for you. He also made sure that you didn't have a lot of public exposure so that you could rest and not be hounded by constantly being on. So in this particular time as Elsie, you bring that gift of being versatile from that camel self. And it's one of the greatest gifts you possess, because you're able to shift on a dime, to go in a whole nother direction, and you don't fight it usually. You allow it, and that's a beautiful gift to have.
Oh, thank you so much. That was wonderful. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carrie.
Enjoy Elsie.
Thank you, Melinda.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing. That's really nice. Thank you so much.
Wow. Always a unique message from Judy. So, Melinda, enjoy.
thank you
for being with us, Melinda. And Judy, thank you. And Okay, our next caller is area code 413. You're live, 413.
Hi. Can you?
Hi.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Thank you. What a wonderful gift to be received. I actually was curious, any messages from Archangel Zadkiel? I've actually, since, I guess, spring of 2020, really been investigating and embracing the seven sacred flames. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
So I'm just delighted to be on the call with you right now. I appreciate anything.
What is your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie.
Marjorie. Welcome, Marjorie.
Well, the first thing that Archangel Zadkiel is saying is to remember that you're him and he's you.
That my what?
Because he is you and you are him.
Yeah.
He said he wants you. He doesn't want you to think of him as up on a pedestal, and somehow he's wiser than you, has more knowledge than you. He said nothing could be further from the truth. He wants you to recognize that you are him and he is you. So when you call in the part of you that's Archangel Zadkiel, then he will be interacting with you more in your master self and less in your human self. He said there's a huge distinction. So enjoy him being you and you being him. Because every single experience I've had in over 72 years of working with the Ascended Masters, Angels, and Archangels, they've never once talked to me about religion. They've never once had something unkind or unloving to say. And they've never once given me the feeling that they were superior to me. Not once. And that's what he wants you to recognize. He
Thank
is
you.
Your brother. Okay.
Wonderful. I have been doing, I've been actually affirming I am, you know, Archangel Zadkiel, et cetera. So thank you so much for coming and sharing
Marjorie. So happy that you're here with us, Marjorie. Many, many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Judy, I'm going to, our next caller, I'm going to go to area code 609. 609, you're live.
Hi, this is Gina.
Hi. Gina, hi.
Hi, Judy. I work with you
hi.
Over the summer and had a wonderful experience. So you talked that my gifts would slowly come in over the next 2 years, and I've had an experience just this last weekend. I was walking through Walmart and I started seeing this light, as if light was in my eyes, you know, as if I was looking into the sun. And it got a little blurry for a little bit and then it got better. But it happened to me about twice in the past weekend. I thought, I wonder if that's something coming through or do I just need to go to the eye doctor?
Yeah. No. I had the same experience this last 2 weeks where all of a sudden my vision left to the point that everything was so blurry I couldn't see to identify anything. And then it went back. So what's happening is we're starting to acquire our master vision, which knows how to see into what we call the unknown. And as Archangel, pardon me, as Jesus told me many years ago, there is no unknown. He said that's where creativity and imagination exists. So we're being given the opportunity to upgrade our eyes to fifth dimensional eyes so that we see everything more vibrantly and we see everything in a more beautiful way than we've ever seen. And our eyes are adjusting to that. So enjoy that, Gina. Because you're getting an upgrade in your vision. And thank you for your comment.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for all you do.
Thanks, Gina, for
thank
being with
you.
Us. Enjoy your upgraded vision, Gina, this year. 2022 vision. Okay. All right. Blessings, Gina. And thank you, Judy. All right. Next caller is area code 505. You're live with us. 505.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you, Judy. I feel blessed to be here and hearing and sharing in all of this. Mm-hmm. I would love to receive some support around. My life has been falling apart for the last several years. I would love to hear any guidance.
Okay, what's your first name?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. Okay, first of all of our lives have been falling apart, those of us that are here to lead the way, because anybody that is not carrying the vibratory frequency that we are at is leaving our life. Mm-hmm. We are literally detaching from everything that we've known. So family members, jobs, hobbies, hair color, food, amusements, hobbies, any type of activities that you've engaged in, most of them are leaving your life. And you're standing, and Carrie and I talked a little bit about this before the call, we are standing in a place of harmony and peace. And it doesn't appear to us as though that much has changed, but we're calmer. We can't handle the nonsense anymore. We don't have the patience. It either honors us or we move on. So you're exactly correct. Your whole life is being shifted because you're stepping out of being human and female to stepping into being androgynous and aligned with your golden self as a fifth dimensional being. And in fifth dimension, we're really not human. We're really a golden body of light. And we carry the divine male and female in balance as androgynous, like the yin and the yang. So we're stepping into being in a lighter form, and we're detaching from anything that held us in some form of bondage and putting walls around us and making us feel separate. Anything you say after I am is I, Ascended Master, and you're creating as Source. The only thing you want to say after I am is I am Source or I am pure divinity. Everything else is an experience you're having. It's not who you are. And you're living all your lives now. So every time you limit yourself by saying things like, well, I am divorced, or I am short, or I am from the Johnson family and the Johnson families were all hunters, whatever it may be, that's an experience you're having. Be clear about it. You're having all these different experiences in every single life, because we've agreed to be as every form of life at some point, and we've agreed to have every experience in creation at some point when we came into form. Everybody's going to do everything, and everybody's going to be everything and experience everything at some point. So understand, Christine, that you're right on schedule and that our lives are literally untangling from all the fears and the doubts and the worries, and we're stepping into living in more and more divine grace. And the dolphins came to remind us that we're divine beings of joy. And that's what we knew as children and babies. And then we were talked out of it by our families, and then the school system and the churches and the jobs. Now we're stepping back and seeing our authentic self. So celebrate you as you're stepping more into your master self the last year and a half, and you're detaching from all of the ways in which fear, doubt, and struggle dominated your life. And we're stepping out of that. Congratulations, Christine.
Thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Wow. Congratulations, Christine. Wow. I thank you for bringing that forth, because it was a really beautiful message for everyone, Christine, and so many blessings to you as you move forward on the journey. And congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
On the unraveling. Yes, everything will be beautiful moving forward. Open, open, open to that. And I'm glad you're here, Christine. Okay, Judy, thank you for that. Shall I keep going?
Yep.
Okay. Next caller, area code 661. Hello, and what is your name? 661.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
And Judy, my name is Luce.
Luce.
Hi,
Luce.
Hi. I had a session with Judy not too long ago, and the biggest thing was to stay in my true heart and know that everything is taken care of. And I would like guidance on how to do that, because on the 3D world, I've got all this knowledge and training, and I've yet to be able to support myself with my work. And I don't know what that means for me. Can you help me with that?
Okay,
were Lady Amethyst.
First of all, Luce, we're not in 3D. We left 3D 20 years ago. There is no 3D. It's gone. Okay? Number two, one of the things I sent you was a page of suggestions. And there were six simple ways to get out of your head and get into your heart. So it hasn't changed. The way that you step into living in more grace is by recognizing that in your heart, you programmed everything you would need for this life before you came in. Every person, place, thing, and experience. You also programmed how you personally will wake up and remember who you are. So instead of looking at it as I'm in the same place, you're not. You've shifted 37% since our session. So you've been shifting. You've been in your heart more and you've been in your head less. Have you recognized that?
Yes, especially in the first couple of weeks since I spoke to you. I had not one negative thought. It was amazing. And now
I carry a special dispensation. I carry a special dispensation of light in my throat as a healer. And that light goes into your being and starts clearing it. And sometimes it takes 2 or 3 weeks for your body to fully acclimate to everything that we downloaded. That's what you're going through. So now your job is to spend and love you a little bit more every single day, so that you stay in your heart a little bit longer. And then when you're in your heart, remember that when you're in your heart and you're not in your head and you're not in resistance, then you're in your divine flow. And when you're in your divine flow, everything happens in harmony and grace because you're not in resistance. So where you're stuck is in resistance. Your head is about. So you shifted 37%. Celebrate that. That's a huge shift. Not 2% or 3%, 37%. That's pretty marvelous. So just keep doing what we talked about. Be in your heart more and more. Do things that speak to your heart. And you're doing great. Absolutely great. So step out of you used to, step out of yesterday, and claim today. I am a golden being of light. And everything is unfolding beautifully for me. And I'm always provided for, because that is the truth. Okay?
Yes, 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 and thank you.
Thank you. Shine on. Shine on, Luce.
Yeah, my love to you both.
And to you. You golden being of light. All right, Luce. Yep. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Okay. And Judy, thank you. Next, I'm going to go to area code 646. Hello, and what is your name? 646.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, I'm Diana.
Welcome, Diana.
Hi, Diana. Hi, Judy. I had a question. Excuse me. I'm a massage therapist, and I don't like doing massage anymore. And I know I have some innate gifts. I don't know how to bring them up or expose them. Or I do most of my, I guess, magic. I'm sorry?
By doing more of what you enjoy. Stop doing what you don't enjoy. And start finding either pay somebody else to do it or shift it so you're doing the parts you do enjoy and you're relegating the parts you don't enjoy to somebody else. Start shifting from doing things that don't feel good to doing things that do feel good. And the more that you follow feeling good in your heart, the more you are aligning with living your greatest potential for this lifetime, and your heart will automatically guide you based on doing what feels good. It's pretty simple. So you do less of what doesn't feel good, and you do more of what does. Even if it's just sitting and feeling the wind on your face.
Mm.
Or like last night in my shower, I took an extra 10 minutes, and I just connected to the water, and I could feel the water was talking to me, and I just allowed myself to spend extra time in the water. It felt wonderful. So put your energy into what feels good and less of your energy into what does not feel good. And there again, you've outgrown where you used to. So take the massages that you're doing and then say to yourself, I choose to tap into what is uniquely wonderful about each client come from space.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll shift automatically. Can you get that?
Yes, I can get that. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you so much for that.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you, Diana.
I'm
glad you're
it.
Here,
thank
Diana.
So thank
Happy
you
New
for
Year.
Having me.
You're
Happy
welcome.
Happy New Year to you both. Bye-bye.
Okay. Blessings to you, Diana. And thank you, Judy, joyful Judy. Judy, let's talk about how people can work with you, about the sacred prayer that you created, and then I want to go to the webcast and reach out to a lot of people there as well. And then anything else that you want to bring forth that is intended for this show today as well. So first, let's show people how they can connect with you privately in your special offers. They can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace link at the top of the page. You will see Judy's beautiful smiling face. Click on her picture, and she has created three offers for you. Special offer A is a 30-minute session with Judy plus the sacred prayers. Special offer B is a 60-minute session plus the sacred prayers. Special offer C is a 90-minute session plus the sacred prayers. You always create a sacred prayer that is recorded. It's very potent and powerful and unique for each show, each gathering, each group of people that are intended to hear it. So tell us about what came through this time.
Well, first of all, let me talk about what I do in a session so you can understand.
Mm-hmm.
I work differently than I've ever heard anybody else work. And the way I work is, I first of all, I do not make money or time more important than you. And so I allow up to 3 hours for each person. And because you and I agreed to have this session before you and I were ever born, then I make sure that we cover what's absolutely necessary. So I don't cut the session off after the time frame. If it needs to go an extra 30 minutes or it needs to go an extra 40 minutes or whatever it needs, I make sure when we get done that your higher self shows me complete. And that means I've given you everything we agreed to. The second thing is I process through my body, and my body's like a little one-woman band, and it shows me where you're stuck. This is important because when I was asked to go public, Hilarion, the master of healing, said to me, Judy, we've asked you to go public in a couple years because you're like the emergency doctor. And you've been doing what you do for so many lifetimes that we have to keep you amused or you're going to get bored. So we are assisting you, and you're going to be working with the 1% of the 10% of the highest lighted masters and beings on the planet that are the most stuck. And that's who we send to you. And part of the reason the ones that are guided to me are stuck is because we are so incredibly sensitive. The more expanded you are as a soul, the more sensitive. So what I'm guided to do is to help you to unstick and to shift you and help you to go into the more expanded direction that you're being guided to go in. And I do this with the assistance of your own higher self. So first of all, that's what's different about the sessions. And I don't know anybody else that works this way. But I allow you the time you need so that we make sure we've covered what absolutely was agreed upon before we came in. Also, we are fellow ascended masters mentoring each other. That's important for you to get. We've worked with each other before. And I get just as much out of it as you do. So every time I work with a client, even if some of the information is similar, because our master self or our master journey is pretty much the same, but we have our own unique way with it. Even if that's the case, what is amazing is I don't know how much of it is aligned to you until after the session. And you and your higher self start preparing you for the session. And you are guided to have it when you're mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually mature enough for the information that they're going to send me and give me to give you. So when you're booking, like right now my clients are booking into the middle of May. And so if you're on the call today, that means that you need that time to work through some things in your life to be ready for the session. It's not about doing it as soon as possible. That's not where we're at here. We're here to make a significant change and to help you to unstick yourself so that you can shift into you being the truth of who you are and not the lie that you've been taught you are. So that's the first thing I want to say. Number two, the prayer that came through this morning is for those that are choosing to schedule a session. And what came out, because I never know why this is done the way it does, is the first thing they showed me was a Vesica Pisces. And if you don't know what a Vesica Pisces is, you can look it up on Google. But it's two circles that merge with each other halfway. And then a third circle is created in the middle. And they showed me that there were 12 lady archangels in the left circle. And there were 12 male archangels in the right circle, and they were each different colors of a healing rainbow. And as the two circles merged and the third circle was presented, then I saw all of us, the masters and new children, circling the earth to support the earth, which is Gaia. That's her ascended master name. And in the middle, Gaia is the 13th being. 13 is a very sacred number.
all councils and things like that in general are 13. So that's one of the reasons we've been steered away from the number 13. But it's actually what you want to step into. And then they showed me, which was so amazing, is each person that's being guided to have a session has been chosen by Archangel Zadkiel and Lady Amethyst for a sacred mission. And you're being asked to see the image of this Visakha Pisces in your sacred heart at least once a day for the next 3 months. And this is a sacred key that opens oneness for all beings. The next thing they showed me, which was profound, is there is a new crystal city for those of us that are here to lead the way, and it's in the heart of Gaia, the golden heart of Gaia. And they have created a playground in this crystal city for us so that our child hearts can play. And everywhere I looked, I saw Ferris wheels, I saw swings, I saw trampolines, I saw all these ways that we could enjoy ourselves. And at the entrance were golden dolphins and golden whales there to greet us and remind us that we're each divine beings of joy. And so then I saw that through laughter and joy of our child heart, we were each being recognized for the gifts that we shared, and we were being given specific celebration gifts for each one of us in this playground in the new crystal city. And that's what the custom prayer is. Mm-hmm. So there again, you've each been handpicked by Archangel Lady Amethyst and Archangel Zadkiel, and they're telling me they've started coming to each of you 2 to 3 weeks ago and got your permission to be on this special mission for the next 3 months. So they've already gotten your permission, and that's why this prayer was so beautiful.
Hmm. I love it. I love the Crystal City Playground. That sounds fun. Yes, so we can all play there together.
Yes, with our child hearts. And absolutely. We can go there any, and we can play anytime. And isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I also want to share a message from Grandma Chandra that came out this morning. And for those of you that are not aware of who Grandma Chandra is, she's a 12th dimensional being. She morphs into whales and all kinds of things every day. So this is her message for this particular month of 2022, and I want to read it to you. So the 2022 energies are starting to work inside of you. This is the year of exploration. You will be opening a lot of new potentials and creative abilities. You will experience a calmness despite what is happening around you and will be more grounded. Most of your decisions will be coming from your core center. This core is so intact and in tune with Gaia and the new energies of 2022 that its flow will wrap within itself everything that is needed for life on Gaia right now. With the rain and snow that is falling on Mother Earth, there are a lot of particles and energies that will be communicating and working inside of Gaia. The rain and snow are bringing in the condensed new energies of 2022. When a sacred water day occurs, all this energy will be spread and transmitted everywhere on the planet. The water will be recharged and repurposed in the new life on Gaia. There will be a lot of gaps or bubbles that will get attuned separately and you from all the chaos and chaotic movements of other energies around you. You will be separated from it most of the time. The year 2022 provides you with new protection. The protection is based on your energy within and is constantly radiating outside of you. Because it is going out of you, there is nothing harmful that can get into you. This is a new process and reality for you. You are now separated by this flow of energy that goes out and within and outside and around you. This year, 2022, will be a year of harmony and peace. Everywhere you go, your presence will bring forth this energy, dissolving and transmuting not only present energies, but the reason or cause that resulted in these hectic, disharmonic, or unbalanced situations. When you step into 2022, you are stepping into the divine feminine energy of creation. The divine feminine energy of creation will be flowing everywhere. There is a shortage of love and compassion. It has its own mind and purpose. You don't need to direct it. It will be flowing by itself, much like air masses flow from higher pressures to lower pressures. The energy of love and compassion will find the places where it is needed and will flow there to dissolve and transmute everything that is not in harmony. Everything will be flooded with this love and compassion. Isn't that exciting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you did share that, Judy. Yes, there's so much to take in with everything that you shared, and I'm excited about the new prayer. I always feel, and we have such a large group gathered here today, Judy, and it's divinely designed. Everyone who's here, yeah. I hope that they will hear the sacred prayer. If they haven't heard one of yours, usually they're 45 minutes to an hour long. It's recorded. Many layers to them, so advisable to listen multiple times, or as many as you like. But and
they all
go
they
ahead.
Expand it. I'm recording it. So what the initial prayer is like an outline, and then they give me more things to fill in as I go through it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I love that they said that they have been coming to all of us for weeks now.
Yep.
And
marvelous.
It's a beautiful gathering. It makes me so excited that everyone who is here today is here for a reason. And every time you're here, that particular group, we come together for a particular reason because we've been together before,
right.
Clearly.
Right.
So make no mistake if you're here, and there are a lot of you here, that we are all meant to be here, and that is super exciting. And it's very exciting that we can all play in that Crystal City playground. And I know that, you know, if people want to read your experience when Lady Amethyst came to you and Zadkiel, it's on the special offer page, you know, when all of this came
yeah.
forth and you took that journey and the healing pools. And them telling you that they were guided by requests from the master leaders who are leading us into the seventh golden crystalline age of wisdom and peace to help us. And then you went forward and said that you were going to download from the Oracle of the Heart Crystal and Pendulum. So that sounds fun.
And we're also going to be into the Temple of Purification tonight.
Yes.
Every single one of us. And by the way, when I do a webinar, I don't know what the topic is. I call in the I Am presence of the host. In this case, it's beautiful Carrie. And also the I Am presence of all those masters and new children that are here to lead the way. And I wait until I'm given the topic that most honors this group of people. So I don't know what it is until I tune in, and I don't know how long it takes. It just takes whatever it takes. But these particular experiences, all of you helped create. I want you to get that. Because this is what you were ready for at this time.
Hmm.
This wasn't randomly picked.
Exactly.
This was guided. So what I'd like to do now is start the downloads and to do that so that we can take you into what you're meant to have now as an experience. And that's why Archangel Lady Amethyst and Archangel Zadkiel came in right before the call, because they're here now to guide us. So I would like to do that, Carrie. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Now, I have the crystal, the Oracle of the Heart crystal, that I not only slept with all last night, but I took an hour and a half nap before the class, the webinar today. And I kept the amethyst, the Oracle of the Heart amethyst, in my bra through the entire time we've been on the phone, and the pendulum. So I'm very much in tuned with this energy to be able to present to you today whatever I'm being guided to say. So I just ask you to put your hands on your heart first. And say, I choose the most benevolent outcome that honors me now. And I want you to think about a current issue, something that hurts you in your heart. And I want you to see pink love within the crystal. And think about a current heart issue. And we're going to take it from there. So let me download these two pieces into your sacred hearts so that we continue. So I'm taking the crystal. And there again, on the flyer, there's a picture of it. And the pendulum. And I've been in tune with them. So now I'm asking you angels to clear my energy from them so that you're getting it pure as a gift from the mineral kingdom with the crystal pendulum and this beautiful Oracle of the Heart amethyst. So I have it in my left hand. I'm offering it to your sacred heart, which is in the center of the chest. And your sacred heart is your creator. It's home. That's where you're in your divine flow. And it sits right in front of your spinal column in your body. And your connecting point to your sacred heart is the little hollow space at the base of your throat. That's where all of your Akashic records are kept. Every detail of every life you're living is kept there. The intention of all of you and every life experience is there. And every thought, word, deed, and choice that you've made in this life has been recorded by the angels. All that is in that little hollow space at the base of your throat. So I'm now going to offer that this beautiful Oracle of the Heart crystal amethyst and the crystal pendulum piece now merge and go into your sacred heart. And take your hand and just feel this beautiful bundle of love be in the middle of your chest. And we're going to ask that for each one of you, it give you all the gifts that you're personally ready for today. Through love is grace and joy in the most benevolent outcome, or something even better, that's aligned with your sacred heart and your I Am presence. And so in this moment, as you have your hand on your heart, I want you to think of a heart issue that you're carrying. It can be pain over a relationship. It can be pain for a child. It can be being shamed as a child. It can be thinking you're not enough. Whatever it is, each person has their own heart pain. So I want you to see the pink love within the crystal that we just downloaded into you. And begin to see it consuming. So see your whole being covered in pink love, pink light, as it's consuming the heartache, the sadness, and transmuting it into the pure crystal heart of love. That's what the Oracle of the Heart is. And see the Oracle of the Heart. Take it in. And now I want you to see that it's like a cloud of this pink heart love that this beautiful amethyst is taking in. along with the pure crystal heart of love, and see whatever that issue is taking wing and flying towards the universal heart, and just see a big, huge, beautiful crystal heart, which is the universal heart. That's the heart of Creator. The heartache or the person is not forgotten. It has been lifted from your heart to a place of holiness. It's placed on a top shelf inside your Creator heart. And this allows your human heart to be lifted, to be seeing above all confusion and turmoil around you. And whenever your heart is heavy with sadness, use this crystal and pendulum as a device and a doorway of release and healing. So all you need to do whenever you want to clear your heart is feel that beautiful oracle of the heart, crystal, amethyst, and pendulum have already been positioned in your sacred heart, ready to go. And then just see it consuming whatever the issue is. See it transmuting it. And then see your heart completely pink light and clear. And know that it's all taken care of. I also am in tune with and asking that each of you are now recognizing that this beautiful stone that came from Patagonia, Argentina, was specifically created for what we're doing today. And this beautiful stone is now going to go into your womb or your male or female organs, and it's going to remove any trauma that you've carried there for any reason. It's assisting you to let go, surrender, and trust in your own soul light. It's encouraging you to cast away all troubles, thoughts, feelings, and energies, so you view your life from your high heart, also known as your Creator Sacred Heart, to be a living spark of love. That's what you are. You're a living spark of love. And you carry your spark of love as a flame on an altar in your sacred heart. And when that flame is low, you have low energy because you have low life force. When it's high, you're full of energy. So one of the things you can do is tell your sacred heart, I choose to lift my flame of life to the fullest extent that would honor me now. This stone is also strengthening your heart, and it's removing the pressures of living and bestowing peace so that you're able to see from the more expanded heart vision what doesn't serve you anymore, what doesn't deserve your attention anymore, and you make peace your most important position to feel. And when you're at peace in your heart, in my opinion, no matter what the story or the drama is that's going on out here, it's just a story everybody made up. It's not the truth. Then you are in your mastery. And from this point on, make peace your top priority. This will enhance your intuitive and imaginative gifts and also your dream recall. We're dreaming differently, and we're dreaming more deeply and more fully in ways that we never have before. And dreams present to you two things to consider. One is you're actually dreaming another life you're living, and it's too painful for you to tap into it, so you're processing through your dream state. Or it's your higher self's way of giving you messages that you can absorb and get.
So you want to be grateful that whether you're remembering them or not remembering them, know that your dreams are helping you to clear and to be in touch with what's truth for you. It also, this beautiful stone and pendulum will quiet your mind and broadcast to every cell of your body, mind and heart, healing energies consistently. It's a clearing device for heartache, losses, and sadnesses. The crystal pendulum opens portals and pathways of heart healing. So one of the things the Oracle of the Heart will help you do is it's sharing its healing power, knowledge, wisdom, and knowing so we each remember who we are. And so tonight, you're going to be going into the Temple of Purification, and each of you will experience it in alignment with what's perfect for you. And the Temple of Purification is above Cuba, and it's in the heart of Gaia. And so, in this experience, we are allowing the activations, initiations, and downloads from the Oracle of the Heart Crystal and Pendulum so that you step into this era of love. And as we choose to love us first, and we choose to take the second half of our life and be lighthearted and have fun and self-pleasure and delight, we've already done the most important things. The pain, the suffering, and the struggling is mainly behind us. And now we're stepping into more divine grace. So in the Temple of Purification, you're also going to step into the healing pool that I was in, and you're each going to step into the pool. And what's beautiful about that pool is you float, and anything that is not honoring you floats right out of your body. And as you're floating in the water, you become the water. And since you're mainly water, then the healing is taken into the water of your body, and you get it directly. And so when you're in the tranquil pool of love, anything that's old energy is being released from your body as you're being cleansed and balanced. And then you will be taken to the crystal bed of healing that molds to your body, and you will rest like you have never rested, where every single part and particle of you is trusting and surrendering and being in the present moment of love. And you will sleep deeply. And then you will be given a cup of light green liquid, and it's very refreshing. And then you will be taken in through the sun, the same way I did, back into your bed. We ask that all of this is done through love, ease, grace, and joy in the most benevolent way, or something even better, and that we're each in tune with the part of us that's Archangel Lady Amethyst and the part of us that's Archangel Zadkiel. And we merge into the oneness of the truth for us. And so it is. Beloved, we are.
Thank you, Judy. Oh, We have quite a night ahead for all of us.
We do. Be listening to the replay, mm-hmm. and don't even get the replay until today or whenever it's sent out.
Whenever it
then
is.
Then everything will be that night. Mm-hmm. So everybody's taken care of.
Temple of purification, the healing pool, the tranquility. It's so fascinating because in my meditations the last few days before this call, I'm typically taken somewhere in different healing pools or spheres but it's, as I was listening to you, it sounded so much like what you described, what I experienced this morning, these healing pools where you become one with the water, and it was actually like this liquid light. So I wasn't even wet as I was laying in this purification pool. So very interesting. got a little taste of it early, Judy. One thing you said that really stood out too is make peace your most important position and priority. And I love the phrasing of that. Make peace your most important position and priority. And and I'm so grateful for you, Judy, and for everyone here that we have created this together, because without all of you, this wouldn't have come forth, because it is uniquely prepared and created for all of us. Judy, I wanted to remind everyone and you that anyone who gets any of these packages, of course you get the brand new prayer that we're talking about that was just recorded this morning. You will also get a past sacred prayers bundle of all the past prayers that Judy has created for this community as well. So there's the White Buffalo Speaks, the Galactic Halo Prayer, Reclaiming Your Ancient One Power with the Dragon's Prayer, Golden Heart Surrounded in a Sparkly Rainbow as We Were Newly Appointed Ambassadors of the World. That was another prayer. So there are many hours of prayers to participate with. So I wanted to highlight that, Judy. I didn't know if you remembered that or were aware of that.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yes. A lot of energy there. I do want to take a couple of questions from the webcast. A lot of you wrote in, you know, a long time ago. We've been on the call for a while now. So if you would write back, let me know you're still here, and I'll take a couple of questions just so we address some of those beautiful beings as well, Judy. As we're waiting for people to write back in, any other beings lining up here to share? Oh, you said the whales. Are the whales still there?
Yes. Yes, I would like to. There's an orca breaching here in my room, and you can imagine it's shrunk itself. It looks like it's about 12 inches wide so that I can see it. And it's breaching, and it's breaching, and it's breaching. And each time it breaches, it lifts higher out of the water and higher out of the water. So let me tune in and see what this orca wants us to know.
Okay.
I am a master at the orca. My name is Obsidian. I swim the oceans of all of the planet, and I help keep the grids balanced, and I help the morphogenic field of the earth that helps create life come from a full place so life is fully expressed. I carry the records of the universe within my own heart. I am you, and you are me. So when you have moments that you don't think you're going to be okay, call in the part of you that's the Master Elder Orca, Obsidian, and I will help you breach beyond it and to your next step. That is my gift to each of you, from my heart to yours, to celebrate the amazing job you have done on this planet to bring in the new age. I am tremendously proud of each and every single one of you, as you are baby orcas that have now stepped into your master self. And it is wonderful to see the oceans full of master orcas. So celebrate that part of you and know that I'm here to help you when you want to breach beyond where you are and step into a fuller experience of you. I am Obsidian, and I am you, and you are me. Okay, the sun is here. And so the sun has a message. I am the sun of this particular solar system. And I am addressing you today as you have, each and every one of you have lived life as being a sun, some more than others. But what we represent is the rays of nurturing. And through the rays of my golden self, every single time you feel those rays on your body, I am giving your heart a hug. And I am helping you to be healthier, to be fully present, and to step into the most highest wisdom of your soul through the rays of the golden sun. Each of you carry the golden sun within your heart, and that is the heart of Creator. And as my rays are felt, you step more and more into your Creator self. And the rays are healing you and nurturing you and fulfilling you. So even if you're in a situation where you're not living or in a place where the sun is fully prominent there, whether it's winter weather or whether it's you live where it's like in Alaska where it's only certain seasons, it doesn't matter. When you picture yourself as a golden sun, you get it all. And that is my gift to you. Shine on as beautiful as set. And that is the beings. We're done.
Thank you. To Obsidian, the orca, and the sun. Okay, Judy, I'm going to take a couple of questions from our webcast. I want to say there are a lot of people on this call, and I mean hundreds of people have written in, so I know a lot of you wrote back and said, I'm still here, but I'm unable to go back and scroll through to find your original one. So I'm just going to go to ones who are, I have the actual message here. So, okay, Christina Grace, outside of Toronto, Canada. Hi, Christina Grace. She said, starting January 1st, I keep seeing 3333 grid. Do you have any information for me on that or on anything else? God bless you and thank you both. Okay.
That three is the number for angels. So what that tells me is your angels want you to know that you as angels are there supporting you. So you're not alone. You're surrounded by you as angels. That's what the message is about. Enjoy that, Christina Grace.
Okay. Ursina from Switzerland, from Zurich, would love to connect with Lady Amethyst and hear any message for Ursina.
Okay, Orsina, here we go. Lady Amethyst is literally, she's wearing scarves, she's twirling, and she's dancing in complete delight. So let me see what it is she wants to say. Please be kinder to you. You have had people stomp on your heart, trample on your heart with no regard for your sensitivity. And you have not retaliated. That shows you how beautifully you are balanced in your own power, Christina. So I have been with you since you were 3 years old. And I pop in and pop out at different times to take those heart impressions of unloving energy off of your heart and send it back into the light. So know that I'm there with you when you're around any energy, which is going to be less and less, that in any way, shape, or form is stomping on your heart. It is not allowed. There we go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Linda said, any messages from my guides or for all of us for 2022 and who brings this beautiful message? Thank you so much. Linda from Maple Valley.
Hey, Linda, the message I'm getting is to stand firm in your heart and allow everything around you to match it. You don't have to go chasing anything. You already are everything. You as source are everything. You're whole, complete, and perfect. So as you stay in peace in your heart, and that's what you're giving out, then that's what you're going to attract. So stay true to your heart is what I'm hearing. And that comes from Saint Germain.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Linda. Milena from Poland said, Judy, have you heard about a split archangel? If so, what is my connection with this being? Much love.
Well, first of all, we're here to live everything. So we've had experiences where we've been loving angels, and we've had experiences where we have been unloving angels. But that is past. It doesn't exist anymore because we've stepped into the fourth dimension 20 years ago, and now we're aligning to high fourth and early fifth. And on your show, we stepped into aligning with fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension as we went through the rainbow door. Remember,
Harry? I do.
So all that is old energy. It has nothing to do with you, Milena. Let it go.
And I want to remind people, if you weren't with us on that show, that is one of the recordings that was a really powerful prayer that came with that show. Well, they all are, but Jackie from Spokane Valley said, is there a message from my twin flame? I'm not even sure we're aware of what a twin flame is. Any thoughts on that, Jackie?
Yep. First of all, you are your own twin flame. You are your own sacred partner. There are no others. We've been taught that there's others and there's strangers and they're out to harm you. It's a big lie. The truth is you are everything. There's nothing you're not. You are your own twin flame. You are your own soulmate. And Jesus and Mary Magdalene came on the planet. They're one soul in the higher dimensions. They came on the planet to specifically express that they are sharing Christ consciousness, which is unconditional, limited love. And one of the things that they presented is they filled their well first and gave from the overflow. And we've been taught the opposite in these lives. We've been taught that men are more important and that as women, we should in any way, shape, or form not think about ourselves because we're being selfish. So this is the pattern of the patriarchal society, which we're all clearing now. So the truth is, Jackie, that as Jesus and Mary Magdalene filled their well first, their auras were hundreds and hundreds of feet of nothing but unconditional, unlimited love. That's why they didn't get tired. That's why they were not drained. And that's why somebody could be in their energy field and be healed. And Jesus and Mary Magdalene did not know they were there. They didn't need to touch them. They didn't need to be aware of them. They were in the energy automatically in the overflow. So that's why we are being asked by Archangel Michael and Mother Mary in 2007, that now we come first as sovereign beings with a clean slate. And from this point on, you come first. That's why. So you need to fill your well first and then give from the overflow. That's the healthy way. I hope that helps, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. Wonderful response, as always. Judy, I mean, I could go through a few more, or are you feeling you want to wrap up, or how do you feel you want to go?
Yep, keep going.
Okay. Regine from Munich, Germany. Hi, Carrie and Judy, as always, I love your call. Is there any message for me concerning if now is the time to leave my cocoon in which Judy saw me as Oswald the Caterpillar in my wonderful session with her? Is it time for her to leave that cocoon? Big hugs and much love. Regine.
Okay, they're telling me that you've opened your wings about 92%, Regine. Mm. So you're right there, kiddo. So just keep loving you a little bit more each day as the last part of your wings will open when you allow yourself to recognize that everything is in divine order and everything is beautifully unfolding for you. So you're right where you need to be.
Hmm.
Absolutely beautiful. And
yes.
I see this beautiful firefly because your wings look like firefly wings. And they're beautiful. And I see this beautiful firefly guiding you with your wings. So enjoy it.
Thank you for that. Karina Grace. What a beautiful name. Karina Grace from Sydney, Australia says, I love you and I would love to hear any message. Karina Grace.
This is a message from a raccoon, which you're living a life as a raccoon. His name is Harvey, and he is Eric. And so he's telling me that raccoons are highly intelligent, and they're immensely creative, and that's why their little hands look so much like ours, because they love to use their hands. So the gift that you've received from being Harvey the raccoon is how to use your hands in really creative ways and know that every single time you create something with your hands, who's ever receiving that gift is blessed.
Okay, Karina Grace. There you go. Paige from New York said, can you see if there is a dragon around me? I feel a dragon around.
Yes, you have a silver dragon. Its name is Hina, H-I-N-A. Your dragon self is reminding you that you are much more powerful than you have allowed yourself to be. And there's a part of you underneath that is afraid of your power. And Hina's saying it's not necessary because you've already gone way beyond where you were. And you stepped into your master dragon self. And so the beautiful silver is all sparkling and shimmering. So enjoy, Heiner. That's the part of you that's the master dragon. And thank you for recognizing me.
Mm-hmm. Paige, I hope that you heard that. Sunshine is writing in. Hi, Sunshine. Says, love you both, and you constantly make me laugh. Please share any messages for me, as I love your messages being in joy and staying in kindness. Any message for Sunshine?
There's a turtle here, and the turtle's name is E-U-T-T-L-E.
Okay.
The turtle is a lone male who absolutely loves being a turtle. And Tuttle is saying that it's closest to the heart of creation and closest to the heart of Gaia. What greater gift could it possess? So it's telling me that its greatest joy is being close to the ground, feeling the heart of the earth, and sending love from the heart of the earth that comes into Tuttle's heart. And it shares that love with every single form of life that comes across. So in that form as puddle, which, by the way, was in the 3rd century, your form as this turtle has lit up more than 1/116th of the planet since the 3rd century, just by glowing and sharing the heart light that it receives. So never assume that you're not making a difference. Every life you're living, and it's coming from love, affects every form of life through infinity. Celebrate that.
Mm-hmm. Sunshine. Tuttle the turtle. Oh, wow. What a beautiful message. Thank you, Judy. Thank you, Sunshine. Kelsey in Scottsdale. So, Judy and Carrie, thank you. So many synchronicities led me to listening to this call. I feel so held by the energy offered by you and the angels and the whales and all the other beings with us now. Question, is there any message for me today? Kelsey.
Yes, it's from the trees. They want to thank you because you carry the mother tree energy of the planet. And you feed every, through your root system, every tree on the planet. And it's saying that you've had this overwhelming sense of heart opening around trees since you were a little child. And it's because you carry the divine mother energy as a tree in the heart of the earth. And you're called the mother tree. So you can tap into, Kelsey, that mother tree wisdom, because trees carry all the records of the universe in the trunks of their tree. And when you see a tree cut, you see all the rings. That's the library of the universe.
Mm.
So celebrate you as the mother, nurturing all trees on the planet.
Beautiful message. Thank you, Judy. Sherry says, this is so fun, so multi-layered, so much love and peace to all. Can Judy bring in a message from the magical narwhals?
They're saying play more. They're saying you're still kind of hooked up on being responsible for others. And each soul took the responsibility for their own needs when we shifted the planet from 3rd to 4th. So they're saying this is your time to put your full attention on you and what you can do to delight in yourself. And they're saying you need to play more and let the child in you come out more. They're not criticizing. They're saying it's just your time for a fuller expression of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying play in a mud puddle and delight in jumping up and down in it.
And then go to the Crystal City Playground and play with us.
Yes, showing me there's a dog that's jumping up and down with you. So you have a very sacred partner, which is a dog that has been around you for quite a while. And it's jumping in the puddles with you and having all kinds of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, I'll do one more. I'm going to go to Mr. Shelley in the UK. Would like to know who some of his guides or angels are and how he can connect with them. Mr. Shelley.
Okay, first of all, Mr. Shelley, connecting to the other parts of you is always done by being in your heart. You're automatically connected to everything of who you are in your heart. You're not connected at all in your head. So first of all, be in your heart. You have Archangel Michael, who is the Archangel of not only protection, but also electronics and also transportation. So Archangel Michael can help you with your vehicles. He can also help you with your computers. And by the way, we don't need protection anymore. Once we stepped out of 3rd dimension and we stepped into fifth, which we did going through the rainbow doorway on Carrie's show, which was one of the most powerful things we've ever done. Once we did that, we are no longer where we used to be. So you can recognize that, Ms. Kelly, and allow yourself to feel the luminousness of your own heart and then laugh, because you got the last laugh. No matter who has said what to you in life, no matter how they viewed or didn't view you, you got the last laugh because you're a mess. So laugh, Mr. Kelly, and delight in your own own expression of divinity. It's marvelous. So Archangel Michael is one of your guides. You also work with Bridget, who is a saint, and you work with Saint Bridget, and you can look her up on Google.
Wonderful. There you go, Mr. Shelley. Okay, I'm going to take one more just because Anne, and she's a big part of this community from Vancouver, wrote in, and I love Anne. Thank you for this beautiful call today. Would love and be so grateful to hear if Judy has a message for me. That is Anne in Vancouver.
Okay, Anne in Vancouver. The Moose in Canada want to thank you. They're saying that they feel every time that you feel the sensitivity for animals, you send a sparkling rainbow of love out of your heart to all animals. You may not even be aware that you do this, but you do. So the Moose are saying thank you from the animal kingdom for the kindness that you show us, because we are you and you are us. And we show kindness and we show being balanced more than anything else. And you have been kind enough to recognize that and support us by sending us these beautiful rainbow sparkles of love.
Mm.
We thank you, the animal kingdom, for this gift that you've given us your whole life. And you send us bubbles of love that are all rainbow colors, just like bubbles out of a bottle. And we get it when it pops and we get surrounded by your hugs. It's fun. So keep sending the bubbles. We love it.
Anne, so much love to you. And Judy, thank you for that message. Thank you for all of the messages, all of the wisdom. As we begin to wrap up the show, I'm so honored, you know, to spend this time with you, Judy, as always. And it's just so full. It's so sacred and full and light and joyful and so many words I could use to describe our time together. Anything else, my dear, that you would like to share with all of these beautiful beings?
I want to thank you, Carrie, for creating the venue of us being able to share today, and for the heart energy that you carry that's attracted the people to this show. I also want to thank every single one of you who has shown up, whether it's now or through the replay or 5 months from now when you listen to the replay. We appreciate everything that you are, and we celebrate everything that you are. So thank you for listening to your heart and allowing yourself to share and create today. Every single one of us created today, and it was an explosion of joy and light.
It does. It was an explosion of light and love and bliss. And see you all in the Crystal City Playground later. Enjoy your time in the Temple of Purification tonight, the healing pool of tranquility. And I hope that you will consider the special offer so that you can hear the beautiful sacred prayer that Judy recorded for you, each and every one of you. Thank you for the gift of your mystical, magical souls, yourselves, your your time, your readiness, your willingness, your love, your presence today. It is a gift and an honor to just have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you. And then just let the brilliant, beautiful, bountiful blessings flow to you. Open your heart to receive the benefits of everything that has been ignited here today. Remember that you are a sacred being, a beautiful creator being, a multidimensional master of light. Claim yourself as that. And now is the time to really step into your master self in this year of 2022. If you need some support, Judy is available. I hope that you will reflect upon the offerings she has created for you. Remember, everyone, you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone. Thank you for joining us on this soulful, blissful, magical adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth, grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody, and bye, Judy.